The Global Protection Force is a worldwide force of young secret agents whose aim is to protect the world's people, places, and possessions. Jack Stalwart was sworn in as an agent 4 months ago. Since then, he has stopped no less than 12 evil villains. Because of this, he has been assigned the codename Courage. The museum in Paris had been closed for several hours, and over 100 cleaners of the Bonhomme cleaning crew were busy at work, taking care not to damage the precious paintings on its walls. One of the rooms in the museum is the Mona Lisa room. The Mona Lisa is the most famous painting in the world. A woman with a mysterious smile, painted over 400 years ago by Leonardo da Vinci. It is so valuable that a bulletproof glass security box protects the painting. On this night, as usual, Hélène, one of the Bonhomme's senior cleaners, entered the Mona Lisa room after her assistant, Jean-Paul, had mopped the floor. But something was wrong. Hélène blinked twice and then let out a piercing scream that shook the room.
"The Mona Lisa is gone!" she screamed. "The world's most famous painting has been stolen from the Louvre!"
9-year-old secret agent Jack Stalwart was sitting in his bedroom at his desk doing his homework. His art teacher, Mr. Yates, had asked the class to draw a picture of their favourite comic book hero. Jack's choice, Super Smash, battled with Tortua, the nastiest female villain ever seen. Jack heard a knock from inside his right-hand desk drawer. He looked at his watch phone. It was 7 p.m. He carefully opened the drawer and peeked inside. There was a new DVD. The Global Protection Force, or GPF for short, often snuck things like that into Jack's room to prepare him for his upcoming missions. This DVD was entitled Da Vinci's Masterpiece, The Mona Lisa. Jack carried it to the TV in the corner of his room and put it into the built-in DVD player. A history of the famous painting began. Jack looked at his watch phone as the final credits rolled. It was 7:30 p.m. Just as he expected, a familiar whirring sound came from Wizzy. His miniature globe was starting to spin. Jack rushed over to Wizzy. By now, the globe was spinning so hard it had smoke coming out of his ears.
"Ahem!"
coughed Wizzy, and out of his mouth popped a jigsaw piece in the shape of a country. Wizzy let out a big whoosh as he settled down again. "After seeing that DVD, I bet I know where I'm going tonight," Jack said, as he carried the piece over to the large map of the world hanging on his wall. It looked just like an ordinary map, but in fact, it was a magic map from the GPF that transported him around the world. He placed the piece over Europe, and instantly the jigsaw slotted in. The name France appeared, then quickly vanished. "France!" said Jack. "I knew it had to be France. I can't wait to go." Jack tapped the C button on his watch phone. Instantly, the code of the day was displayed across its screen. He dashed over and pulled his book bag out from underneath his bed. He punched in the code on its lock. C-H-E-E-S-E. Cheese. And unzipped the bag. He had to make sure that all his secret agent gadgets were there before he left. Magic key maker, check. Magic steps, check. Melting ink pen, check. Jack closed the bag and turned to Wizzy. "I'm ready to go." Jack raced back to the wall just as a warm yellow light began to glow inside the country of France. It grew until Jack's room was filled with brightness. "Off to France!" Jack cried, and the yellow light burst and swallowed Jack into the magic map. When Jack arrived, he noticed two things. The first was that it was morning, and the second was that he was standing in the middle of a large pyramid with a glass ceiling. For a moment, he wondered whether the map had thrown him off course. "Am I in Egypt?" he wondered out loud.
"No, I can assure you that you are not in Egypt, a voice said from behind. You are in Paris, the capital city of France. I am Chief Inspector Henri Pierre. You must be Jacques. He extended his hand. The Global Protection Force said they would be sending their finest. Chief Inspector Henri Pierre was a large man with a big belly who looked as if he had enjoyed too many puddings. When he smiled, his eyes twinkled and his moustache wriggled. Nice to meet you, Chief Inspector, said Jack, showing his GPF badge.
Call me Henri, said the Chief Inspector.
Well then, Henri, what seems to be the problem? Jack asked.
You are standing in the middle of the Louvre, one of the world's greatest museums, explained Henri. Inside here are some of the rarest and most expensive pieces of art. Last night, one of our most precious paintings, the Mona Lisa, was stolen. We think it happened sometime between closing time at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. when one of the cleaners noticed it was missing.
I don't understand, said Jack. Didn't your video surveillance equipment record the thief in action?
No, it didn't, answered Henri. It is most strange. There is no record of anyone going in or out of the room before the cleaners. That is why we called the GPF.
No problem, Henri, said Jack. First, I'd like to see the room where the painting was stolen from. Then, I'd like to meet the cleaner who discovered it was missing.
I agree, said the Chief Inspector. First things first.
Jack followed Henri through the halls of the museum, past some of the most amazing art that Jack had ever seen. They passed through a room filled with sculptures, then came to a room with a lone wall in the middle. Henri pointed.
That's where the lady of the museum used to hang, he said, referring to the painting of the Mona Lisa. You can see the thief was able not only to get past our security systems, but also to cut off the front of the bulletproof glass box that helped protect her.
What was strange to Jack was that whatever had sawn through the box had done it so there were no jags in the glass. Jack ran his finger over the cut edge. The glass was perfectly smooth. The only thing I know that can cut this finely, said Jack as he looked around the room, is a laser. And there doesn't seem to be any laser equipment left behind. What about fingerprints?
We've already dusted, said the Chief Inspector. When I got word that you were on the way, I told the team to clear out until you were finished. The only part of the room they didn't get to examine was the floor.
Jack got down on his hands and knees and looked across the floor. Just ahead of him, he spied a single strand of hair. It was such a distinctive shade of red, he couldn't help but notice it. He picked it up and turned to Henri. Does anyone in your team have red hair like this? He asked.
No, replied Henri.
Jack figured it had been left by either the last cleaner to leave the room or by the crook. Jack opened his book bag. Inside was a clear square box with a silver digital display on the outside. This was the GPF's DNA decoder. DNA is the part of the cells that tells our bodies what to do and what to look like. And since everyone in the world has a different DNA, the GPF developed the DNA decoder. It could take something as simple as a hair and tell a secret agent who it belonged to. Jack placed the hair inside the DNA decoder and pushed the decode button. Instantly, the results were displayed.
Unknown.
Great, thought Jack, shaking his head in frustration. If this was the hair of the crook, Jack figured he or she was a first-timer. Well, said Jack, I think it's time we met the cleaner. Jack followed Henri down two floors to a small room. Waiting for him was a woman dressed in a blue and white striped uniform. She was terribly upset. She was crying and spent most of her time wiping the tears from her eyes.